For wrath killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. Wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before envy? Also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. Therefore, as I live, saith the Lord God, I will even do according to thine anger, and according to thine envy which thou hast used out of thy hatred against them. And I will make myself known among them when I have judged thee. For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. For he knew that the chief priests had delivered him for envy. And the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. He is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and stripes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Do ye think that the Scripture saith in vain, The Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy?